231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show on this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Other committees happening down in Lansing yesterday. A Senate committee chaired by Jeff Irwin, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor. He is the chair of the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee. Featured a presentation on supportive housing. This is a whole nother committee, a whole nother segment of our government looking at these issues when it comes to housing. Senate committee is looking at supportive housing, quote-unquote, programs where longtime homeless individuals with substance abuse or other behavioral issues can receive affordable housing with support services readily available to them. Irwin said, "This is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart," during the committee hearing yesterday, which featured a video presentation on supportive housing. One of the afternoon presenters was Kathleen Distelrath, the governor-appointed director of the Michigan team to the National Corporation for Supportive Housing Council. She said that under a supportive housing program, tenants pay no more than 30% of their income towards rent and receive flexible voluntary services offered to people to help them maintain their housing. According to CSH, the services include assisting tenants with building a social network, working and participating in community gardens, block parties, volunteer projects, and connecting them to faith or peer associations. You mean you're actually going to get them to go to a church? Okay. Meanwhile, another component is ensuring tenants have access to medical and preventative care, instructing tenants struggling with addiction and substance abuse, as well as other mental health challenges. Supportive housing at its core really combines affordable housing with services that help people who face the most complex challenges to live with stability, autonomy, and dignity. These services piece together important items that is required to target population for supportive housing. These are typically people who are chronically homeless, which means they've been homeless for a year or more and have some type of disabling condition. Focusing mostly on mental health issues, they spotlighted a report from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, claiming that more than 582,000 people throughout the United States were experiencing homelessness on a single night in 2022. Among them, 21% reported having serious mental health issues, 16% having substance use disorders, alcohol, drugs, whatever. You add the two together, you're looking at 37% of the people that are homeless. Now, this is very interesting. Because if you remember back in the day, John Engler, the Republican governor of the state of Michigan, shut down the mental health hospitals that we had here in the state of Michigan. He said it was something that the faith-based organization should be taking care of. It's something that local communities should be taking care of. They should not be run state hospitals. State-run hospitals were defunded and put out of business. Remember the big one we had right here in Traverse City? And there was others around the state. Well, it basically dumped all of these patients in these state-run hospitals into the private sector. Local communities were forced to deal with them. Well, some churches in some communities put together places for people to stay, places for people to come and get a meal, tried to help them get a job, tried to help them with their mental health issues, their drug addictions, alcohol, whatever it was. Well, now Lansing looks like the Democrats are moving back into this failed model that took place years ago. But instead of doing it in a hospital setting, they're going to do it in affordable housing units. I got a very simple question. How is somebody who's got a drug problem or alcohol problem or other mental health issues, how are they going to be able to sustain a residence, a home? How are they going to do that on their own? All these other components that they're talking about, this supportive housing program, tenants would pay no more than 30% of their income towards rent. What if they don't have a job? Well, then they wouldn't pay the rent. And how are they going to get all these other problems dealt with? Community gardens, block parties, volunteer projects, and connecting them to faith or other peer associations. Sounds good. How much money is it going to take to do this? How is it going to be done? Is it going to be funded and mandated by Lansing, or is it going to be done at the county level? Well, in looking at and discussing Molly Smith, the director of services for Avalon Housing, 32-year-old housing provider in Washtenaw County. This is right down in Phyllis's neighborhood. We have people in homes. We are providing a wide spectrum of services, from helping them clean their units, driving them to their appointments, and providing what they really need to make a breakthrough. This is have led us to determine that homelessness is not acceptable in our community, and we are working together to put an end to it. Speaking to the Senate Housing and Human Services Committee, Avalon Housing is just one of Washtenaw's three supportive housing units. The three consist of the Smith Organization, Ozone House, and Michigan Ability Partners. Together, they provide 628 housing units. There are also supportive housing units in Kent County. This is down in Dave Ajima's area. 1,174 housing units. In Detroit, 3,778 units, Oakland County, 727, and 292 in Macomb. Smith said, between 2020 and 2022 alone, Avalon Housing provided 568 individuals housing in their program. These people are now residing in units specifically owned by Avalon, and they have supportive housing programs available to them. They're also being placed in private market homes with subsidy assistance. Smith said that there are more than 200 children that are also currently being served through their system. All of their tenants living off of 30% of the area's median income, more than half of them earning less than $800 per month. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Earning less than $800 a month. Most of the job providers up here in northern Michigan, folks, the average that I've been able to determine, whether it's McDonald's, Subway, Myers, Walmart, auto parts stores, averaging between 18 and 20 bucks an hour. You work a 40-hour week, which is full-time. 20 times 40 is 800 bucks gross a week. And she's saying these people are only making $800 a month. You're telling me they're making $200 a week. Something's wrong with the system. Sorry, whatever assistance, whatever you're doing to help deal with their mental health issues, their addictions, their issues, their problems, obviously it doesn't look like it's working. To be a productive member of society, and you're telling me they can only generate $800 a month total income? There's something wrong with your model. I'm not being cruel here. I'm just looking at it from a mathematics standpoint. Business perspective. If that's all you can make, then you still have issues. So obviously, this housing project's not working. But yet they want to fund more of these supportive housing developments in the state of Michigan. We'll get your thoughts. Text me 231-360-5140. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on this Wednesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. I get a feeling that this is an agenda item that is going to be getting a lot of attention in this year's budget. And I think that the Democrats are planning to do this to basically cater to a voting base. They're going to try to work in concert with Biden's welfare recipient departments. And they're going to push these bills through the House and the Senate if they get the majority back after these upcoming elections, and then use it for campaigning for the November election. We did this for lower income individuals. We provided the increase earned income tax credit. Supportive housing projects are going to be expanded. We're going to be providing public transportation. We're going to be doing all these things to provide affordable housing and to help you get health, mental health treatment. We're going to do all this for the unfortunates of our state. And as a result, you need to vote for us in November. That's basically the message. Three different stories from three different committees, two in the House, one in the Senate, all of them having basically the same theme. Again, that's what we do, Michigan News and Michigan Politics. We connect the dots. We look at these stories as to what they're having committee hearings on. Committee hearings, folks, lead to bills being moved out of committee and put on the floor of the House and the Senate. Voted in the House and the Senate, sent to the governor for signature to become law. Now I got a very simple question. What Republican is going to stand up and speak opposition to these bills? Well, if you stand up and oppose these bills, well, then you're against homeless people. You're against people that are not as fortunate as you. They don't make as much money as you. They don't have as nice a house as you. They don't even own a car like you. And you're going to basically stand up and be against it. This is the exact same strategy that they have used regarding racism, discrimination, diversity, inclusion. This is without a doubt a tactic that they are using as political warfare, playing on people's emotions, playing on how they feel about the less fortunate of our society. And don't get me wrong, I have empathy for people that are homeless. I feel sorry for them. But you're not providing the right solutions. If you're telling me that you've been in business providing the supportive housing project since 2020, this is 2024, and you've got half of your people in these projects earning less than $800 a month, you're not rehabilitating them. You're not helping them with their problems, their issues. You're basically an enabler. You're enabling them to be not non-productive members of our society. You're doing it wrong. But yet they want to double down on it and they want to expand it. Folks, we need some common sense when it comes to these elected officials. County commissioners are going to be subject to these laws coming from Lansing. They're going to be throwing a ton of money at these local counties to get them to do these projects in their communities. It's got to be done smarter than what they've been doing it. That's all I'm saying. That's why we need people to run for county commissioner. The deadline is 2 weeks from yesterday. We're down to 13 days. Filing deadline is April 23rd at 4 o'clock. We'd prefer everybody be filed by Friday of next week. We need good, smart, common sense people to step up and run. Again, still waiting for somebody to call me from Presque County, Districts 2 and 3. All of Rogers City, both east and west of 23, Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers Township. We still need somebody in Resort Township and Bear Creek Township in Emmett County. We need people in Sheboygan. I'm still looking for somebody on the west side of Mancelona and Custer Township for my Antrim County. We're going to be talking to a few people today. Give me a call if you're interested. That's it for today's show. Back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline.